Gingrich, tax cut, deregulation by July 4th, key to GOP keeping the House in 2026. By Jeff Poor on December 16, 2024. During an appearance on FBN's Mornings with Maria, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich called keeping the House of Representatives in Republican hands the biggest single challenge for the Trump administration. According to Gingrich, the way to do that was to pass tax cuts and deregulation before July 4th, which would require a commitment from the Senate to have it done by the end of May. "It shares the point, I would drive home," he said. "They need to have the Senate commitment to pass the tax bill by May 31st to go to conference in June and to sign the bill by July 4th. Reagan talked into having his tax cuts arrive late. We lost 26 seats in 1982. Similarly, President Trump was talked into taking up a bunch of other stuff. Didn't get his tax bill until late. They lost 40 seats in 2018. Keeping the House is the biggest single challenge for the Trump administration because a Republican House in the last 2 years, versus a Democratic House, is night and day in terms of the Trump revolution continuing its momentum. So if you work back from keeping the House, you have to have the tax cut bill and the deregulation bill signed into law by the 4th of July, so it's affecting the economy so well and so powerfully that people are really happy in 2026 and the Republicans gain seats as Franklin Roosevelt did in 1934, he added. "I'm perfectly happy to have a two-step if the Senate, let me be clear, Maria. If the Senate will commit that they're going to pass the tax bill in May and not have it dragged out into the fall. If it drags into the fall, it will be a disaster for President Trump and a disaster for the House Republicans." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.